This question is actually straightforward. If you know that palpation of the neck will cause stretch of the carotid sinus baroreceptors, and that's going to cause increased parasympathetic nerve activity, specifically the vagus nerve, acting on the atria of the heart, slowing the heart rate, and causing decreased cardiac output momentarily, and this can precipitate a syncope due to decreased cerebral perfusion. So that's what's happened in this patient. That's the basics of what's occurred. A lot we can chat about, but sometimes the question might say a wrestler had his neck irritated, but any type of neck palpation, a guy was shaving, okay? But when you stretch those carotid sinus baroreceptors, you get increased cranial nerve 9, glossopharyngeal nerve, afferent firing up to the solitary nucleus of the medulla. Then that is going to lead to increased efferent firing back down to the heart of cranial nerve 10, vagus nerve, and we're going to get increased acetylcholine binding to the muscarinic receptors on the atria, okay, on the nodal tissue, sinoatrial node, AV node, and we get a slowing of the heart rate. That's what's occurred in this case. I'd say the best distractor is probably hypovolemia, because we can frequently see orthostatic hypotension and fainting in patients who are on diuretic therapy, such as furosemide, loop diuretics. This patient, if we were to, you know, hypothetically attempt to say, well, what could he have been on in terms of managing his hypertension? Thiazides are classically managed. Like I just said, guy, it's a 52-year-old woman, but anyway. Thiazides are classically used to manage hypertension in patients who are not pre-diabetic or diabetic or with other types of cardiovascular disease. So we could probably say, well, maybe the patient's on HCTZ, hydrochloric thiazide. But even still, we have a clear descriptor of palpation of the neck. And so hypovolemia is less likely in this case. It could also give you other descriptors for hypovolemia, such as sunken orbits or increased skin turgor, okay? But we just don't have that here. Choice B is a distractor, increased afferent vagal nerve firing. That's not right, because it's the glossopharyngeal nerve, cranial nerve 9, that's afferent. Vagal nerve would be efferent, right? From the solitary nucleus back down to the heart. And then peripheral arteriolar vasodilation, that's not correct. It's just not what we have here. We have normally catecholamines binding to the alpha-1 receptors on peripheral vessels causing constriction, okay? Now, that's going to be maintaining basal tone, basal blood pressure, is the catecholamines, norepinephrine, epinephrine, binding to those alpha-1 receptors on peripheral arterioles. Increased parasympathetic activity doesn't play as much of a substantial role in peripheral arteriolar tone. It's mild or minor at best compared to sympathetic activity, which is why even if we have increased parasympathetic activity here, it's not the main cause of our decreased cerebral perfusion. So sinus bradyarrhythmia would be our answer, as we just discussed, because we would have that increased auto or that increased afferent glossopharyngeal nerve followed by increased efferent vagal nerve down to the heart, slowing our heart rate. Okay, so sinus bradyarrhythmia, it's just the wording that can sound a little bit confusing. And then vasovagal syncope, that can be classically younger patients, usually women, who've had a startled response, some sort of emotional stimulus that can cause increased parasympathetic outflow, and it can cause a slowing of the heart rate, okay? So, and this can in turn decrease cerebral perfusion, but that's not what we have here. That's it.